B-Pod Studios.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Look for storms later this afternoon. Actually, I think we should go out and play in the rain when that happens. I'm there. I'm looking forward to it.
This Watch out for the lightning.
Yeah, the lightning might
little bit
okay,
dangerous.
You go first.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do it.
Here, you hold this golf club.
Yeah. Looks pretty good.
Stand anyway. Under that tree.
Yeah. So I just thought it would be nice to cool off.
I mean, yeah, it will.
Enough, right? 73 tonight, 75. Right now in Boston, it's the last day of July.
Right.
Which means, I know, it's just too fast.
Yes.
Right? Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy.
Gone. Can't
believe it.
Now, you did No Fry July, so you're done, and you're going to double down?
I'm going to double down. No fry, it doesn't rhyme, but no fries and no chips in August. The chips, it's going to kill me.
Yeah.
I think it's going to kill me, because you know, chips are prevalent, like wherever you go. Especially at parties and things like that.
They're also delicious.
There's that.
Yes.
So. You kind of inspired me to do a no white bread August, which doesn't sound good at all.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't roll off the tip of your tongue.
Speaking of rolls, you're going to have to really rethink your lobster rolls all August.
What am I going to do about that?
You're going to have to ask for like a wheat or like just a salad.
Maybe, or I could bring my own.
Maybe you could just get it in like a lettuce wrap.
Oh.
That's torture.
That's your August, sir.
You know who's really enthusiastic about this no white bread August of mine?
Yeah.
Would be my wife. She loved the idea and said, you know, that's great. That's a good idea.
Don't you hate it when that happens, though? Because when you're like, oh, I'm not going to eat bread, and then the person's like almost too excited. Like,
overly
wow,
enthusiastic.
Thank God. Yeah. Jeez. Whoa. Leon's getting larger.
I've been time.
I'm thinking more of a quarter. Maybe 3 months would be good.
Oh, yeah, right?
Entire 3 months. Yeah, she's overly enthusiastic. She will not be joining on the bandwagon.
She's not?
No. She's like, that'd be good for you. You have a problem with carbs. Yeah, that's good. Isn't that great?
That's kind of funny. That's like slightly insulting. Like yesterday.
Slightly?
Right. Yesterday, my dad sent me a Weight Watchers link, and I was like, what's happening, Dad?
God.
He's like, no, it was about smoothies, and I thought it was interesting. And I'm like,
There's no smooth way of doing that, Dad.
Yeah, so I see.
All right, so today for lunch, I'm going to get an entire loaf of bread, cut it in half, just throw everything.
You need to get something that you love on white bread. Like, what are you going to get today?
It's going to be Italian.
I was going to suggest.
Just make a massive Italian sandwich. Eat it all day.
Okay.
And then I'm done. It should last until
photograph
until 8 o'clock tonight.
All right. I will need photos.
Well, I can't wait.
I might join you.
This is a one hungry man. Okay. So anyway, I'm doing it. Anyway, all right, it's 5:42. Did we give away $1,000 yesterday with a grand in 60 seconds? These were some good questions, and we had a great player. It might have happened. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. That's Toto at 619. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 75 in Boston now. Maybe some thunderstorms later on today, but that'll cool things off. So it's going to be a good thing. If you're heading to Logan, three American Airlines flight attendants want to advise us on the top. They've made a whole list, like 9 things. We've pared it down to 5 things that you need to know about flying and what not to do. You want to hear them?
Yes.
Numero uno, don't walk around without shoes.
Yeah, please don't do this because it's gross. And I think people think that, I don't know what they think, but I don't care about your comfort level. I want you to put some shoes on.
Right. So we talked about flip-flops yesterday. Just keep them on in this case.
Exactly. It's such an enclosed space that anything that's not covered up is offensive.
There you go. Number two, don't tend to your personal hygiene. What this flight attendant says, it's kind of gross. I've seen people floss on the airline in their seat and then just put the floss in the holder. Now, does it
get
any worse?
That's the most
disgusting
thing. Yeah, well, it probably does get worse.
Nail clippings might be worse.
All right. Yeah. That's another one. Don't touch a flight attendant. Please do not touch them. I don't think passengers mean anything by it, she says, but we're often being tapped on the shoulder or being tapped in different places when people want our attention. don't touch them.
Yeah, why don't you say excuse me?
Yeah.
And they'll ignore you, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, don't use the call button during inappropriate times.
Well, if you can't touch them, then what are you supposed to do?
Hey!
Yeah.
Wave. Okay, they don't like it.
They must be summoned. I know. I think that one, too, is like, you know, like they turn on the sign and somebody just says, hey, why did you turn the sign on? Because we need you to just not get up and ask questions. Just take our word for it.
Right.
All right, number five, the last one. Don't wait until you're bored to use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's can be annoying because then you're just holding everything up. It's such an awful experience flying. Don't make it worse by standing in the middle.
They're saying so sit down, wait for the bathroom light to whatever.
Go when you're waiting for the plane because you know it's going to be delayed anyway.
In the airport.
Yeah, the airport.
Don't
so there's a whole slew of bathrooms in there.
Do you use the bathroom on the plane, LBF?
Well, if you have to go to the bathroom.
I'm the first to go every time.
Oh, you're like once they go up?
It gets in my head. I mean,
in my head. Okay.
I got to go. I got to beat the crowd.
Yeah. I don't like it, though. No. I don't like it because there was that scene with that, in that Tom Hanks movie where he was in the bathroom and the plane went down.
Oh,
and I always picture that when I'm in the bathroom.
Away.
Yes,
is that Castaway.
Oh. Yes.
See,
so now I'm ruined.
I always picture the scene from Tommy Boy when I'm in the bathroom. So.
I don't know that scene.
Go ahead, Brian. You want to fill in?
Tommy trying to get dressed.
I think one of the things that annoys me on a plane, and I don't know if I'm alone here, but if you're with strangers in like the little three part, or even two, there's the whole armrest etiquette. Like, who's getting the armrest? And you've got to establish that real quick. Mm. And if you're one of those people in the middle who takes both, you're not a nice person. Right?
Well, why? But where are they supposed to go?
They just have to pick one. I feel like everyone needs to lean one way. You know what I'm saying?
Lean to the left.
You can't do both. You can't be. You can't be an armrest hogger.
So when you fly, well, you're lucky if you fly three. You know, Lucy's in the middle.
That's exactly why I don't have any more kids.
That's it, right there. Enough said. Good. All right. 6:22. What do you got, Brian?
Quick check of sports for you. This is brought to you by Dunkin'. The Red Sox, they gave up two runs in the sixth and end up losing 6-5 to the Rays last night. They had the runs. They were right there in the eighth and the ninth. They could not get it done. Andrew Benintendi had the two-run homer. I'm sorry. Andrew Benintendi, LBF.
Sorry, that's
is that what you
guy.
Call him, Benintendi?
Had a two-run homer in the fifth to put us ahead, but we just couldn't keep it. David Price started. You know, ever since he started that fight with X, he has not won the three games he started.
Well, you know what? Serves you right, David Price.
They'll continue
he's
their.
What he sense of fight? He's what?
He's 0-3. He hasn't.
Yeah, boy.
Sox Rays again tonight. Rick Porcello on the mound. We're 1.5 games out of the wild card and 9 back in the East. And the trade deadline is 4:00 today. And Patriots training camp gates open at 8:30, and practice starts at 9:45 this morning.
And they're outside.
Oh, imagine that. Outside. Hey, that's training camp conditioning.
Yeah,
men playing football.
They're well compensated for that.
They are.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
75 in Boston now. Look for another hot one, 93, but it's going to crack later on today.
Phew.
Thunderstorms, and then that'll cool you down tonight to just a 73. We can deal. And tomorrow, 82.
Oh, that's like reasonable.
That's nice.
I'm glad I spoke to management yesterday.
Good job. Well, this bums me out here, LBF, Brian. Not that Brian cares because he's slim. Overweight people.
Wait a minute.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Thank
Bob.
You. Wait a minute.
What are you trying to say to me?
I wasn't saying that. Brian, look at me.
No,
boy, this just got awkward fast.
Really?
But continue.
No, okay. You mentioned you might
I think you meant
month.
You meant I'm gluten-free.
Yes. That's what it was. Yes, yes. Okay.
Good save.
People who are trying to lose weight, University of Iowa researchers found that overweight people, as they ate a bar of chocolate, their enjoyment level continually went up.
No kidding.
If you enjoy your food.
Can I be that scientist?
Well, just check it out. Okay, but here's where it goes bad. Slimmer folks ate the same bar of chocolate. Their enjoyment level gradually dropped.
Because they're dead inside.
Dead.
What's wrong with you?
So overweight people, the joy never dies. It was just like you couldn't wait for your next bite.
Like Augustus you know- Gloop. You know what I'm saying?
That's it, right? You know what I'm talking about.
So yes, I do.
You know people that can just have a dessert, a brownie, and stop, and they're done.
Well,
but overweight people, it tastes so good that they can't stop. They
but
want more.
Yeah, and I think people who don't necessarily enjoy food the way that
I do.
Can just, you know, they wouldn't look at a chocolate bar and think that's going to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
They'd walk away. So weird.
but they might have a bite and walk away.
I mean,
so we're
it's all right. LBF will finish it.
Yeah, Brian. Now, here's the deal.
You're right.
No shame. If people with obesity have different taste perceptions than non-obese people, that's the problem.
It's not a problem.
No,
Bob.
It's a problem. It's a definite
problem. It's just they enjoy things. They walk through life happy that they're scarfing down a giant sandwich.
Answer this.
Okay.
Have you ever had an ice cream cone where you just stopped and said, I was done?
Yes.
You have.
You know what? Here, I have to just say.
Okay.
I don't love ice cream as much as the regular person.
Have
so I will throw.
Cheesecake where you stopped halfway
again,
and I'm done. You
don't love cheesecake. But
what
can we
you
talk
like?
About sour cream and onion potato chips where I'm like, I'm just going to have a little bit.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, a feed bag is attached to my face.
A little elastic.
Yes, exactly. I have that. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, you know, like they put just the amount of chips in there where you get about halfway and you're like, well, I can't leave just that much in the bag.
Exactly. That's it. You can't.
Exactly. There's a science.
Yeah. So, again, it's not your fault. Repeat.
I'm just a happy person.
Well, I know. My wife is the one who will take an ice cream cone and go, you want the rest?
Yeah, I do that.
I've never said no. And why would you? But see, I just can't do that. But you don't like ice cream, that's why.
Yeah, so you, don't. I'll give you half of mine.
More ice cream for you.
More licky licks for me.
But I'll take the chips.
Yeah, exactly. You ever have ice cream and chips? That's that.
You're a bad influence. Totally.
Coming up in Dirty Laundry.
It was the most dramatic rose ceremony ever.
Finally. It lived up to that hype, right?
Exactly. Right. The Bachelorette.
Finally, because they've never used that line before. You have a super fan on the phone. Cheryl is on the line.
Good morning, Cheryl. Okay, Cheryl, stand by. This Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. We have some Shark Week stuff. We also have Sarah Jessica Parker info. But first up, the most dramatic rose ceremony ever, the Bachelorette. Second part finale was last night, and boy, did things take a turn. I have 60 seconds of basically all that happened. We wrap it up right here. Hold on one sec. Here you go.
Tyler, I love someone else.
I wish you enjoyed nothing but success.
Hannah, will you marry me?
Yes. Second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out, and I start reading it, and it was not the same story that I was told. This doesn't mean the same thing. That's not what I said yes to. I am not with Jed anymore. You're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. Thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
Okay, so to recap.
I would love to. Just tell me
well, who's that?
That's Tyler. So it came down to Tyler and Jed. She chose Jed. Jed apparently lied about his relationship that he had before going on The Bachelorette. He's a Nashville up-and-coming singer or whatever. Basically went on The Bachelorette to kind of up his profile. We all know that's true. Hannah B. And she found out through People magazine, the New York Times of pop culture, by the way,
of course.
That he had had a relationship beforehand and he lied to her. And then so she broke up with him, gave him back the ring, or gave Neil Lane back the ring because he didn't buy it. And then
still need Cheryl?
Yeah, I do need Cheryl. Okay. And then hold on. I want to ask. And then Tyler was on and she and Hannah B. asked Tyler out for a date.
That's who they
now, Cheryl, this is where I need you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
First of all, what's your temperature on Hannah B? What do you think?
I'm not a big fan of hers.
Right.
First of all, why not?
My favorite was Peter, I have to say.
Okay.
Pilot Peter was my favorite.
Well, Peter had a good time in the windmill.
Yeah, like four times in the windmill.
I'll never look at a wooden shoe the same way again.
my thing is why did she sleep with him if she was getting rid of him? Like, I'm not a big fan of her, so I don't think.
Oh, wait a minute. So she slept with the windmill guy, you're saying. Why did she?
Yeah, because four times. This is what I had a problem
with.
Cheryl, I think you and I are on the same page here, because she's arguing with Jed that Jed had a relationship before he came on The Bachelor that he was not truthful about. But while she was on The Bachelor, like a month or two before she accepted his proposal, she slept with a totally different guy. Mm. And, like, maybe that's fine if it's just between the two of you, but the whole world knows. So what gives her the right to be mad at him about this? Am I wrong here?
No, you're right. You're totally right.
And what's really disturbing is that I've spent so much time thinking about it.
Yes. Do you two want to go get some coffee? Yeah, you want to talk it up with Cheryl?
Do you think that Jed's a jerk, though?
Or did he just wise up?
I think he was, to a point. Yeah. I think he should have been a lot more honest with her about the whole situation. Like I said, I thought when Luke P. brought up that Jed was only there for his music career.
Yes.
And people are like yelling at, Luke P. that you're a jerk and all this. He was actually kind of right about
exactly.
some of this stuff.
Exactly. Luke P. had a good day yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Tyler should have accepted a date with her so quickly. Like, sloppy seconds. Sorry.
Okay. Good. Sure.
You know, all right. Jed, so I'll take Tyler.
Yeah. That's Tyler's cute. I mean, I'll take
him. He's cute.
He seems nice enough. Okay, good. All right. I'm glad
it?
I'm not
Are
the only
good?
Person
okay.
who is
nope.
on this.
You know, I was saying that when Cheryl called that all my high school girlfriends up to 25 were named Cheryl. Yeah, either S or a C, except for there was a Doris. But other than that,
A Doris?
Yeah, there was a Doris.
Wow, that is interesting,
right?
I'm going to deep dive on that later.
You can't date a Doris?
But, all right, thank you, Cheryl. I want to just mention, too, that Sarah Jessica Parker, not only is she launching, has a shoe line, she's launching a wine line, and that's coming out in 2020, so that's good. No more Cosmos for her. Mm. And Shark Week. I know that some people are watching it on television, but you can really enjoy it around Boston because they're having some Shark Week specials. Like, it's Shark Week at Post 390 in Boston, but it's charcuterie. I like that idea. That's fun.
I like it.
Baby Shark cocktails at Glass House in Kendall Square.
Just as long as they're not playing that song. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
There's a good shot
there. There's Shark Bites at Rose Wharf Sea Grill. That's a little cocktail that's a little fun. It's got, Captain Morgan Spice Rum and Light Rum and Blue Curacao. I don't ever use that. It's all good. And then there's a Jaws screening at the Anchor. That's Narragansett Beers taking over the Anchor.
So this is
and that's
like,
Friday night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's Wednesday. That means we play Would You Rather Wednesday. On the phone with us from West Roxbury is Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, you told us you're on your way to work at Verizon, right? So it prompted me to ask, if you have kids on the family plan, when should you shake them off the tree, so to speak? How old is too old to be on the family plan?
Well, I think when they move out of the house, I think that's when they should be off the family plan.
Well, they'll be there forever on your plan forever.
Yeah, if that's the case, they ain't going. We're going to pick this topic up later, Mary. You hang on to that because I got a question for you. Here's how you play Would You Rather. Remember, there are no dumb answers, just stupid questions. The only thing you lose is your dignity, Mary. Are you willing to do that?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. All right. Here we go. LBF, what is your Would You Rather question?
Okay, so we were talking about airline etiquette earlier and how flight attendants say that you shouldn't do certain things, and which prompted me to think about gross things on airplanes, which brings me to my Would You Rather question.
Oh, God.
Would you rather sit next to somebody who is flossing or clipping their toenails?
Definitely flossing.
Really? Even after like a lobster sandwich?
You had to go there, right? You have to go and leave it alone.
Okay.
Maybe a plaque problem or whatever. Yeah. No. She went right to flossing. I'm with you, Mary. I clip the sound of the toilet.
Yeah. Okay.
And you never know where they're going to fly.
Exactly.
You can really hit you right in the eye.
All right. Brian Bell, what's yours?
All right, well, I've been watching a lot of Shark Week, Bob, so here's my question for you, Mary. Would you rather swim with one 30-foot shark or 30 1-foot sharks?
1-foot sharks?
Yeah, little baby sharks. Baby sharks.
I think I'd rather swim with the baby
shark. Yes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I might take my chances on the 30-footer.
You
not
are?
Me. I'm with the baby sharks.
Yeah. I'm with baby sharks.
Yeah?
Sing the song, whatever
as long
it takes.
As he was recently fed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right, Mary, remember, you can't lose. So are you married, Mary?
No, I'm not.
Oh, this is good, then. Then you can be totally honest with the last question. Mary, when you do get married, would you rather marry a super hot dummy... or, LBF's words, a gaggingly ugly smart person?
Oh, my God.
There's your choice.
All right.
Be honest. Super hot dummy.
I'd rather go with the good looking.
There you
really?
Go, Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Mary got all three right.
See, I would
You're
not.
You're shocked.
Yeah, I think that you can merch a gaggingly ugly person up. You can fix him up.
Merch him up.
Yeah, it's like a My Fair Lady thing. Yeah. You know, throw some teeth whitener in there, maybe like a nice haircut.
A hoodie.
Yeah. You can always get, there's that, LBF, but you can also, I'm going to be with Mary because you can always just tell the super hot dummy to shh.
Oh, yeah, just, my.
Yeah, just,
Bob.
Yeah, well, okay, shh. Wait,
Bob
wait,
and
I'm
Mary.
Watching.
I can't. Your dignity is out the window.
That's the idea, Mary. You've lost your dignity, but you won a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags. How about that?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Why don't you take a super hot dummy with you and have fun? Okay, sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for playing. Don't go anywhere. Brian, your answer? Super hot. Or gaggingly ugly smart person.
Dignity. Think of your dignity. Think.
I'm going super hot, Bob.
There you go, Brian. You got to go super hot. Just say.
I'm the only decent person on this show, by the
We're
way.
The only.
That's really bad.
57 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 7:26. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. You know, I have a 22-year-old girl who's still on my plan. I can't kick her off.
I'll never, 22 seems a little harsh.
That seems harsh, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll never hear from her again.
No, so, that's true.
That's the way it is. So when should the kids, the millennials, as you say, be off the phone plan? Sis Paul, you have a daughter that's 32.
Whoa.
Is that a typo?
No, that's not a typo.
And she's on your family plan?
Yes, she is.
Wow. That's
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she can't afford to pay one on her own.
Does she chip in for your plan? Like, does she pay her portion, like, what, $40 a month or something like that?
Nope, nothing.
What's your daughter's name? Do you want us to call her at all?
Can I get on your plan?
Yeah, exactly.
You're easy, Mom.
Oh,
you
my
are
gosh.
Easy. Wow. All right, thank you.
Nice of you, though.
Yeah, wow. I know.
Heather, you say what, 25?
I say 25, yes.
And how old are you, Heather?
I'm 47.
Okay.
You sound 25.
Yeah, you sound. That's why I asked. Do you have anybody on a plan with you, any of your kids?
I have two daughters, teenagers.
Okay, so you're 25, they're out.
Yeah, because they once they figure, I have two teenagers that abuse it right now, so they're not going to abuse it after college. Mm-hmm.
Right. Do they know this yet?
Yeah.
I would tell them right now.
Because you might want to start this talk now.
And I'm going to do it with the older one first because this is going to be a chain reaction.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I did it for her. I'm going to do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heather, good luck with that.
Yeah,
okay?
I know. Call us.
Yeah.
They get their first $1,000 phone bill.
Yeah, Heather.
Exactly. Mom, look at this phone bill. What's going on?
Oh, Karma, that's what's going on.
I've given them my debit card because emergencies or whatever. I regretted that.
Didn't your parents do that for you, Heather?
My mother left me an emergency credit card.
And it had better be an emergency. Broken or bleeding.
My daughter texted me last Monday that she needed it for emergency chicken at Canopy Lake.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Wow. But what I'm realizing is my parents hated me.
Maybe you should have had emergency chicken.
Yeah, that's good chicken up there. Yeah.
Thank you, Heather. That was a great
that's
call.
Hilarious.
Thanks for listening.
No.
Bye. That is so funny. Let's take Suzanne. Suzanne, what do you say? No age limit?
No age limit. Yeah, what difference does it make? It's an unlimited plan, and it's an extra $30 a month. Right, really?
Wow. Why don't you take
it? Come on, get over it, parents. In this world of capitalism, you know, so, it costs one family $8,000 to live when their kids go off to pay rent.
Can Heather's kid go on your plan? That's what I think. If we can do that.
Okay. Everybody in Suzanne's plan.
Unlimited.
Everybody in.
It's like a clown car.
All right. Rich, what do you say?
Well, I'd like to say that, you know, I have a daughter, she's 15, that's on my plan, and I believe wholeheartedly that when she gets a job, whether it be a small job or something, I take her off the plan to show responsibility.
I like
it. Spend that money on other things. Why can't she at least chip in for a phone?
I like it, Rich.
It's all about teaching the kids instead of just, you know, showing that they're privileged, you know?
I agree. That Rich has got the plan right there.
Good luck
there.
With it, though.
Yeah, good luck with it, but it's on paper. On paper. It's good plan on paper there, Rich.
You know, again, I think that sets them up for the future.
Oh, it does.
No, I agree.
But she's not going to talk to you for a while, just so you know. Yeah,
you're good with that, right, Rich?
That's right. I'm all right with that.
All right. Good call. Rich, have a great day.
Of that plan.
Stay cool, my friend. There you go. So, I mean, all right. It's all over the board. Good calls. All right. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about The Bachelorette and the most, dramatic rose ceremony ever, but also engagement rings, the most expensive celebrity engagement ring. You will not believe how much this rock cost.
Yeah, okay. Can we talk emergency chicken? I want to hear more about that.
I know. I've had an emergency meatball sub.
That girl is beautiful.
But I've never had an emergency chicken.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Oh, it's all about marriage today and dirty laundry. This is brought to you by Brigham Health. I'm LBF. Okay, The Bachelorette was on last night, and obviously it was the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. It actually was pretty dramatic because I'm going to give you a 60-second recap of what happened last night between Jed, Tyler, and Hannah B.
Tyler, I love someone else.
I wish you and Jed nothing but success.
Hannah, will you marry me?
Second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out, and I start reading it, and it was not the same story that I was told. This doesn't mean the same thing. That's not what I said yes to. I'm not with Jed anymore.
Oh,
you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. Thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
Tyler, she's all right. So she
just full circle, right? Yeah, full circle.
She picks Jed. Jed's a dog. Tyler's left in the wings. Tyler comes back out, and now she's gonna ask Tyler out on a date. He should be like, "No way, Hannah B. You embarrass me in front of millions of."
And plus,
dumb viewers like me.
Didn't she shack up with
Peter in the windmill?
In the windmill. Mm-hmm. So you got Peter, Jed, and...
Who's Peter in the windmill with the candlestick holder?
I wonder if she and Tyler will go Dutch when they go out.
I like it, Brian. You'd have to, wouldn't
you? That is comedy.
That's comedy.
That is
night,
comedy
everybody.
Right there. I got to tell you, when I was watching it last night, Hannah B.
Yeah, that was comedy.
Hannah B., the audience, so it was like the live audience afterwards, and it was filled with women, and the women were just, I mean.
Who were they mad at?
Jed. It was like The Handmaid's Tale. They were ready to go at him. It was nuts.
Wow.
But Jed's a dog, and they're all, you know what? They all deserve each other, frankly.
They do.
And I can't believe I've wasted the very limited amount of time I have left on Earth watching this, but I couldn't help myself. Couldn't.
You know, but we talked about a little thing that she did that does annoy.
Oh, she does this thing, Hannah B.
Yeah.
Where she, it would be a total deal breaker for me, by the way.
If a guy spoke like
yes,
this.
Yes. At the end of every ING, she pronounces it like, she pronounces
with
it with a K. So yeah. I was thinking, or I was going.
Okay.
I mean, I'm screaming at the TV. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like adjusting the volume. I'm like, what's happening? And then I just realized she's thinking. Yeah,
that's all.
Thinking she's
okay.
Dingbat.
Next.
Okay. The most expensive celebrity engagement rings. Well, You know, the average amount of money people spend on an engagement ring is about $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's a nice,
that's a nice gesture, all right? But sometimes you got to go a little bit bigger, especially if you're a celebrity. Mm. The top five. You want to have top five most expensive?
Sure.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That you would do that.
$5 million. Yeah. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, $5 million. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, $5 million. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, a 15-carat worth $8 million. But topping it all off is our friend Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Who is married to, they got engaged, but they split up.
They never married, right?
He was a casino billionaire, yeah. James Packer. 35-carat ring worth an estimated $10 million. She got to keep the ring as part of the settlement.
How did that happen?
Wow.
That's a good lawyer.
That is a
lawyer I need on speed
that
dial.
That is like, I want to get rid of you so badly, you can have the ring.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what that was.
You have billions, I guess. It
He's
doesn't
like,
matter.
Just go,
losses, and that's it. Wow. And finally, I just want to mention that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they are only going to have two children for the sake of the planet.
Oh, nice.
He said to British Vogue, his views about climate change have shifted since he became a father. He said the climate crisis is happening now, and he's just only going to have two. So he has Archie, and then we'll
Veronica?
See. Betty?
Betty would be
so
nice.
So you're Betty.
I hope he does that.
Well, yeah, I mean, good.
Or they
good.
Do.
But then don't make people feel guilty because they have more kids. And, you
know. No, I mean, name them Betty and Veronica.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
I thought you were actually making a statement
on
climate change,
not
but I realized that you were talking about something.
No, comic books.
Jughead, whatever.
Okie doke.
Sorry, wrong
now
guy.
I know.
Yeah, get it?
Just watching Riverdale. Sorry.
No, I watched the original, okay, on Saturday morning.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Sugar. You bet. Are
so
you done,
you
LBF?
That's I'm good. Finished.
That was some good, dirty laundry right there.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Let's do it. Let's say good morning to James Perkins from Georgetown, Mass. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys.
I like his energy. He's ready to rock and
yeah,
roll.
Yeah, you're awake.
Yo, let's do this.
Well, he's a chef and a musician, so if you hear strumming of the guitar.
Or something while, burning.
Or burning, that's
Sizzle, let's say that. Yeah.
James, where are you working these days, James? Give him a plug.
Well, I'm working up at Paddle Inn in Newburyport on State Street. I also work at Brewer's Fork in Charlestown, and I do some catering with Tribe Events in Beverly.
Wow. All right.
Wow, you're busy.
Brian, get those names for some lunches later.
Yeah, exactly.
James, if he wins, lunch on James. Well, you know how it works. Okay, James, here's how it's going to be. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know one, just say pass real fast, okay? We'll go back to it if we have time. You get all 10 right. You know you win $1,000. Here we go, James. You ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
Is chicken of the sea really chicken?
No.
There's no crying in baseball is what from what movie?
A League of Their Own.
What is the top-selling spice in the world?
Black pepper.
What author wrote the novel Interview with a Vampire?
Beth.
What is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's son's name?
Beth.
Name the CW show that features the Archie comic characters.
Pass.
What band's music is featured in the Mamma Mia movies?
ABBA.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Pine Tree State?
Oregon.
How many ribs does the typical human body have?
16.
What author wrote the novel Interview with the Vampire?
Pass.
What is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's son's name?
Chad.
Prince Chad.
That's hilarious.
You know, it's funny though.
Yes.
The LBF. There were so many food related
I know
questions.
That was so weird.
It. You had rice.
Rice and rice. That's
and
right.
Rice,
and
yeah,
rice.
And
I'm
rice.
Like rice. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, rice.
Oh yes. You know, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I must be hungry.
Yeah, you must be hungry. I'm hungry.
Exactly.
I had rice and ribs.
I know. Chicken.
Yes, it's so true. And then a chef. I had no idea. What a coincidence. All coming together.
Tuna. Yeah.
I did a good job. Yes, chicken of the sea is not really chicken.
Yeah,
it's
you
tuna.
Got half. You got half of them right.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. The author who wrote the novel Interview with a Vampire is Anne Rice.
Mm-hmm.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's son's name is not Chad, but good guess. It's Archie.
Maybe the next.
Archie. And, I get two Archie questions.
Yeah,
yes.
See?
Right. You should have been listening
Name
earlier.
The CW show that features the Archie comic characters. That's Riverdale.
Gotcha.
That was like when, you know, like the Jeopardy categories kind of build the question.
Yes, yeah. I know. I know.
Right into the next one.
I gotta say,
guys, five is far below my usual average.
Oh. I think the pressure, you know, and it's like.
Did he know the Pine Street?
No.
Pine Street Inn, Pine Tree State. That's Maine.
That's good old Maine.
Got it. Good old Maine.
Ribs. Yep. Typical human body has 24 ribs.
Yeah, count them up, James. 24.
But I can't believe how hungry I must be.
Yeah, ribs, rice, chicken, tuna.
I know. Baker's dozen.
And some pepper.
What was the spice?
Pepper. You got right. Pepper.
Oh, okay. Good.
You got it. So you nailed it.
So we got five.
Job.
Is that right? Five?
Yeah.
That's not half bad, James. Okay.
Yeah,
good
just
stuff.
About half bad.
It is. But
exactly.
I'm trying to be nice. Okay.
You're good.
You got yourself a pair of tickets because you're a musician. We love this to see John Fogerty. How about that?
All right.
He's going to be at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. That's Tuesday, August 13th. Enjoy the show, James. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, James. Not bad. I thought he had a chance, but it did pay to listen earlier. You would have had
Archie. Yeah, I know.
Archie,
he was good. He was on a run there, and I was like, well, I'm going to have to give away some money.
Yeah.
Then I didn't.
You didn't have
to. And now
to.
I can spend it on lunch.
That's it. You know, speaking of lunch,
expensive
I'm telling
lunch.
You, today's my last day for white bread for 1 month.
1 month. Challenge has been accepted.
Sounds like I'm going to Newburyport, right, James, for lunch?
I think so, yes.
Sounds good.
Paddle in.
Maybe I'll paddle in. You know, whatever. I'll get there one way or the other. If you want to play Grand in 60 Seconds, just do what James did. Go ahead.
I want to make a joke about a safe word, but
WROR.com. Sign up to win a grand in 60 seconds. You're going to hold that joke?
I did.
Good call.
And more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Good theme song for parents who want to knock their kids off their phone plan. I won't back down. It's tough to do. You said 18% of parents?
One out of five.
Yep, one out of five. You did the math. Are still paying for their kids' cell phones into their millennial years.
Which is pushing 40. So, like, you know, pushing it's not 40. Like 20, 21.
Right.
Yeah, we had that one woman who called. Her daughter was 32 and still on our plan.
Yeah, and mom was okay with it.
Yeah.
She didn't care.
Hey, I'm helping her out.
But Greg has a different plan to move the kids off. And
okay.
I'm not sure if my wife would buy this or you're buying it at LBF with C. Greg, what's the plan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I've got a little bit of an alternate twist on a phone question.
Okay.
You know, what I did with my kids, so like through college and everything, that was all fine. But once they were beyond that, what I did was I kept them on the phone plan in lieu of birthday and Christmas presents.
Oh, wow. I like that, Dad.
That's slightly mean, but I understand.
No, it worked out. Everybody was happy with it, and it, you know, reduces the stress of finding presents and stuff. So, yeah, you know, that went on for a couple of years, and then I think we kind of mutually agreed that they could go off on their own, and then
they wanted those Christmas presents, didn't they, Dad? That's what that was all about.
But it worked for a while, and I think it you know, it's reasonable and stuff. So, yeah.
That's actually a really good idea because usually what happens is you buy things that they don't need for birthdays and Christmas because there's the pressure, but this is actually good. Yeah. Although I would be sad on Christmas morning, but that's okay. I just
you
call
got
my
your
friends.
Gift, okay, you got your gift. Now phone a friend. Good one.
Yeah, I could wrap up a little present of a cell phone and put it in an envelope or something.
Exactly. That's awesome.
Great call, Greg. Appreciate it. Okay, thanks
Take
for
care.
Listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think he had a plan. So he knew it wouldn't last forever. They'd want their presents back, but they were already off the plan.
It's diabolical.
Ooh. That was great. It's good. There's a call of the day right there. Hey, kids, in lieu of Christmas presents. No. Okay.
Wow.
Then get off. There you
go. Wow.
It's 8:48. You know, the only thing on my mind today, I'm going to ask for some help from you guys.
Okay.
Because stupidly, Monday or yesterday, I thought it would be a good idea to join, not just join you and your No Fry July, now rolling into August, deprivation plan.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, what can I do to deprive myself and be really miserable
for
a month? Yeah. So we thought, no white bread, because that might be my
your kryptonite,
mm-hmm. is white bread.
Yep.
So I decided to take August off. So today is the last day of July. You know what that means.
I know exactly
what it means.
That means
it's going to be one big Italian
Give Bob all the bread.
Yes, that's it. So I'll be looking for the best Italian sub in
north
the city.
North of the city or in the city?
North of the city would be good. You know, around the Whoop, that'd be good.
Around the Whoop.
So asking for some advice on Facebook, our Facebook page. 105.7 WROR. Yeah. Got Benatar. 79 degrees in Boston, and it's going to be 93 today. Finally, storms containing some gusty winds later on, so we do have that weather advisory, heat advisory in effect till 8 o'clock tonight. Thunderstorms that hopefully will cool things down. 82 tomorrow. That's nice. Right
That's
now,
normal.
Like I said.
Thank you.
We'll take it, right?
Yes, exactly. A nice, normal summer day.
Good day for a sub. You know, I've been thinking pretty much.
Oh, boy.
I really like the way you think.
Yeah, confession time. This entire show, I've been absent just thinking about my last sub for the month, and I got to go Italian.
Yeah. Do you get hots or no hots?
I'm going to go no hots because it's hot.
Oh, but
so I don't want the hots
pickles?
On this one.
Pickles?
Yes, and onions.
No mayo.
No mayos.
Oil
we'll do some
and vinegar.
Olive oil.
Yeah.
I might even hold the vinegar. Go straight oil. Okay? Salt
and hungry.
Yeah. Make it nice and slick so it goes down easy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Sop that up with some chips.
Mm. Oh, that sounds
good. So I'm wondering where the best Italian sandwich around. Brian, you're going to put that on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I'll put something. I'll put up your hungry face.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
No.
What's Bob thinking? Italian sandwich. Because I'm not doing white bread August. That is going to be crazy hard.
Do you know you could get an Italian sub on wheat tomorrow?
I doubt it.
Oh, that sounds wrong.
It does.
That sounds cheaty.
I want to ask you this. I was thinking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Does a wrap count for you? Does it have to be like a spinach wrap?
It would have to be
a whole wheat. But
like
it can't
just
be white.
Low carb, just yet.
Okay.
Not white. So you're doing a no fry, no chip August.
Yes. But coleslaw is still a salad.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I like coleslaw.
All right. I'm just saying. Now, summer's hard, you know.
So what is your last chip going to be today?
Utz.
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 U-T-Z. Utz. Yeah,
Utz,
what are you doing?
Sour cream and onion potato chips.
Oh, that's nice.
They're so perfect.
Nice.
Like, I could write a poem about them.
I'm thinking you did.
I'm thinking you already have. I mean, that has inspired some serious.
Haiku? Where do you want to go?
Anything. Where? I'm just absolutely inspired by them.
Can I take a call from Chris? Because Chris, in Woburn, where is the best Italian north of the city? Chris, you there? All right, go for it.
Anthony's in Stoneham.
Anthony's in Stoneham.
Oh, yeah, it's the best. They're giant. They're delicious. They've been around since the beginning of time, and they are just the best. So,
what street
indulge,
in Stoneham? What
yes,
street?
Sir.
What street is it on? Anthony's.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's on Main Street, the corner of Main Street and Franklin Street.
He's making it all so easy, isn't
he? Oh, yeah, that's
it. We could have guessed that.
I know, right.
Main Street, Stoneham. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Anthony.
Oh, that sounds good.
Thanks, Chris. Anthony's in Stoneham. Okay. How about if I take real quick? All right.
God, you're so hungry.
Yeah, listen, I could have lunch and dinner.
Good research.
Joe, what do you say?
Hey, I say New Deal Sub in Revere on Broadway. They're the best Italians anywhere in Massachusetts.
Oh, man.
Really?
It will feed three people one sandwich.
Just needs to feed one. That's all. That's good, though, but good to know.
But you can eat it right until midnight.
Yes!
Exactly. Yeah, all
day.
They're
the best. Definitely the best.
Joe,
all right.
Joe, how do you know? Do you work there? I mean, you know,
no,
go ahead,
I go once a week, and I get a sub for me, my wife, and my brother-in-law, and we all split the one.
Well, that's nice.
Wow.
That's nice.
Very nice to your brother-in-law.
Never happened
in my house. Best $10 you'll ever spend.
You're saying all the right things Joe.
And tell him Uncle sent you.
Uncle.
All right.
Uncle. That's probably what
I really want you to do that.
Yeah.
I want so much.
It's almost as good as my beef jerky.
All right, Uncle Joe.
I know
who I am.
Hey,
all right, Uncle.
Okay.
He's your funcle. Your funcle. Good. He's your fun uncle. All right, Steve, what do you say?
Richardi's in South Braintree.
Oh, that's south.
Oh, you got to go south.
But on the way home.
LBF,
south.
Can you pick me up?
Sure. No problem.
Are they good? The best Italian, Steve?
Yes. The place has been in business a long time, and they make their own meatballs. That type of place.
LBF's in.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
You said
that's
safe,
right on the way home. How convenient.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This might be my favorite topic ever, but
really.
Sadly, we got to put it to rest. But it lives on our Facebook page, WROR. Here we go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.